He's only been in power for 5 months, but already Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare is shaking the ground of foreign relations with the Australian government. Earlier this week, he expelled the Australian-appointed High Commissioner Patrick Cole on the grounds that he was fraternising too much with the opposition. Adding fuel to the diplomatic fire between the two governments, he has now appointed his personal friend Julian Moti, an Australian lawyer, to the position of Attorney General in the country. I asked former diplomat to Indonesia Bruce Haig why Prime Minister Sogavare was going against the agenda of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Canberra.
Because he's angry. I mean, we're all angry with this government for one reason or another. This is a government which seeks to control. So, I mean, here's Australia. The big bully thinks that because it's got the guns, it's got the economy, they can tell other people how to conduct their affairs. Now, whilst it's true to say that that the Solomons was on the edge of collapse in terms of its economy and therefore a failed state, that doesn't give the Australian representatives and the government or anybody else from Australia the right to treat people as second-class citizens.
Obviously, Australia would be the... we've been considered as sort of upholding security and peace in the Pacific region. What then should be the involvement of DFAT if they are getting too involved, in your understanding, in foreign affairs?
Well, they're not upholding the peace in the Pacific because they're so crude. I mean, the way to uphold peace in the Pacific is to focus on the needs of the people in the Pacific, and that's just simply not happening. There's tremendous problems in PNG with AIDS and with other economically based issues and security issues with the Indonesian army pushing across the border in PNG. You've got any one of a number of other states. I mean, if you want the most abusive relationship that Australia's fostered in the Pacific, it's Nauru, and dumping people that Australia won't see as refugees on Nauru. That is hugely abusive. Now, I'm sorry, but Australia is just, if you like, in many ways out of control. The reason they went into the Solomons was because the Americans urged them to do so, because they said that the Solomons was on the verge of welcoming terrorists. Now, we'll never know whether that's true or not because so many things are being done under the cloak of secrecy, which the government alleges is to protect this country from terrorists. Well, I'm far too sceptical, and I was in foreign affairs for far too long to take those things at face value.
Would you say then that specifically in the Solomon Islands, that a way that the situation could be dealt with differently would be to encourage the recent appointment of Julian Moti as the Solomon Islands supported Attorney General in the Solomon Islands?
Yes, but they've also got to just sit down, talk to people and show some respect. At the moment, what you've got are John Howard's blue shirts, the paramilitary Australian Federal Police strutting around the Solomons, looking like they own the place with their weapons. I mean, this is no way to conduct diplomatic relations. What you've got in the Solomons is a mini situation of the one that exists in Iraq for the Americans. You have to be able to do what you've got to do if you've got a crisis and then get out, and at the same time be able to honestly speak to people on a one-to-one basis. What has to happen in the Solomons now? They need to develop an economic base which is sustainable, and they need to get structures together which will sustain that sort of economic development. And that is hugely difficult because the Solomons just doesn't have a big economic base. I mean, tourism might provide them with a regular steady income, but to do that, you really do need to have a situation existing internally where you don't have people patrolling the streets and where you don't have the potential for future unrest.
Would you say that this move made by Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare, do you think that that will cause civil unrest in the country?
I don't think so. In the sense that they would see Australia as all in the same moment in time, they are appreciative of what Australia has done, but they're also resentful of the attitudes and perhaps the methods that have been employed now to hold that in place.
Bruce Haig. Australia's influence in the Solomon Islands isn't without due cause, considering their involvement in dispelling violent riots in the country in April this year. I asked Dr. Satish Chand, Director of the Pacific Policy Project at the Australian National University, what their big brother was up to in the country these days.
Australia is leading the regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands, which has been working on improving law and order in the country. It is in the process of rebuilding the machinery of the state, and there are reforms being undertaken, of course, in partnership with the government of Solomon Islands to rebuild the economy.
Do you think it's too early for the country to sort of be moving more in solidarity as opposed to in relationship with a close relationship with Australia?
I think this is a matter for Solomon Islands to decide. Well, insofar as my views are concerned, the economy has to be rebuilt. There would have to be some tough decisions that need to be taken. And this would only happen should Australia and Solomon Islands work in partnership in pushing through those reforms. At least the kerfuffle that has broken out is probably a setback on that, but only a setback in the long term. RAMSI is there to remain. This is a regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands. And there's every hope that the reform being put in place would continue.
So what do you think the Australian government should be doing now to encourage the Solomon Islands to continue persevering in the future?
Well, the immediate, I guess, priority should be in ensuring that the activities of RAMSI are least affected by this diplomatic row. And I guess the next on the priority list would be to try and restore diplomatic links where Australia could send a high commissioner over and talk over the problems of the past.